Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is February 4th, 2014. And as you all know, this is our regular monthly COBRA update to review the incidences and events that are going on around the world and looking at them through a galactic lens, if not more possible intel with which COBRA will share with us. Anyway, hi, COBRA. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, a lot of changes going on, and I really wanted to kind of start out with there was a lot of hype about a potential false flag around the main, football game yesterday, the Super Bowl, and I was wondering, was that diverted or was that just typical, hype about diverting us away from something that's more nefarious?
Every major event that happens on the planet, there is somebody that says it's going to be a false flag event on that particular event, Olympics, Super Bowl, you name it. There is always somebody saying it's going to be a false flag event taking place. But as you have probably noticed, on such events, nothing usually happens. Very rarely. Maybe once in a few decades.
True.
Also, the security has greatly improved. The light forces are much more powerful now than they were a few decades ago. So I would say it is highly unlikely that something like this would ever happen from now on any of those events.
God, that's awesome. That's great news. And in fact, that kind of leads me to one of my questions, which was I stumbled upon a very non-mainstream article, and it was giving a very specific dissertation on the number of special ops that are all over the world and that they had risen dramatically. I was wondering if you could give me your perspective on that. Is that representing the fact that they're having more opposition from the light, or is that more a representation that, they're just doing more global wars?
Actually, the situation is accelerating. As you have probably noticed in the last, let's say, 2 weeks, things are slowly beginning to accelerate, and this also implies more activity of those people.
Yeah, it does. Now, you left off with me last time that January 1st was the beginning of a sequence of three events that would be a resistance movement, and they were very positive in your opinion. And the first one you said had gone very well. The second one was to come up in 2 weeks. And then the third one, everyone would like to know if you could give us an update on that.
I cannot give you much update in details, apart from the fact that all three phases have been successfully completed.
Very good. Yes. And can you at least tell us, is this regarding the financial system, the political system?
It is regarding the financial system and the overall progress towards the event.
Excellent. Right on. Now, you kind of put out a somewhat cryptic message on the 30th of January, and you had a cartoon up there that said, yeah, I see him too, but nobody wants to talk about it, and it was an elephant in the room. And then you presented a picture of a G2 embedded star, L1 point with a Roche lobe. And then you showed an Easter egg being held by a woman with a rabbit and a unicorn. Can you give us a little bit more detail as to what, you were trying to put across to the ground crew?
Basically, this message is for people to start thinking and to start delving deeper in the message. And as they do so, there will be a certain inner process taking place that will prepare people for the next phase of what's going to happen regarding all those events which were hinted in that message.
Yes. I'm presuming that the L1 point, is that representing the actual event or the zero point?
I would not say so.
No. Okay. Something different than that. Okay. And I wanted to kind of go over a few things with you from some of your prior posts. You had mentioned in your January 24th post about how fragile the Internet infrastructure has become. What do you feel has ultimately contributed to that?
It is over-reliance on Internet. You see all the infrastructure, food production, industrial production systems all rely on Internet. And Internet is not a very stable infrastructure. So this has positive side effects and negative side effects. The positive side effects being that the light forces, especially the resistance movement at the time of the event, can have a great impact on the planetary infrastructure at the time of the event. So we will actually use this infrastructure weakness to promote the light forces at the time of the event, and it will be a very, actually, it can ease up the process.
Yeah, and I mean, I've definitely noticed some really bizarre stuff going on with the computers and internet. I mean, just really weird stuff, like my mouse just disappears off the screen, you know. I mean, it's just constant. Now, Cobra, can you tell us a little bit more about the U.S.-China relationship regarding the SDRs? And for those out there that are listening, that's the special drawing rights that were created by the IMF for internet accounting purposes. I think you mentioned that we had arrived at a point where, you know, it wasn't just the banks but the countries themselves that were getting in very serious financial trouble. Where do you see us now in the month of February? Because I know in January the resistance had a lot of great hopes that we would really be knocking the banks down a huge peg financially. Do you feel like that's occurred? And if so, is it because of the faction, I should say the schism between China and the United States?
It is not just about China and the United States. It's a global process.
Yeah.
And you have positive and negative factions in every country. And the positive factions are going to use this instrument of special drawing rights to support the reset. Of course, the cabal has their own version of the reset, and it's not going to be successful. The cabal wants to create a global centralized banking system that will be partially backed by gold, and it would be still hidden. It would not be transparent. And the light forces have a plan to create an open source, transparent banking system, which would be completely open and completely gold-backed. And both systems can use SDRs as their, I would say, core currency, which would be, of course, expanded to include other currencies in the basket. SDRs include US dollar, British pound, euro, and Japanese yen. There will be some other currency that will need to be included in that.
Okay. I was just going to ask you about that, too. So from the perspective of the ground crew, the key things that we should be looking for so that we're not being misled by that which we read, okay, is it should be completely transparent, and you're saying it should be 100% backed by gold.
Yes, it will be completely transparent. Everybody will be able to understand and follow the workings of the new financial system.
Okay. And I was going to ask you about the currency basket. You know, obviously you have the four majors, which have been around for a long time. And then you mentioned that the yuan and the franc were going to be added. Do you foresee any other, like, is there going to get to be a point where every single currency out there ends up playing its piece in the currency basket?
Actually, it's not necessary. We just need to include the major currencies, and there will be new exchange rates determined by the productivity of the nations, and this is the so-called revaluation. And, of course, this revaluation does not include or predict a very drastic increase of the value of Iraqi dinar, which is the basis of much speculation, because the productivity of that country is simply not high enough to warrant a global operation that would finance the sudden wealth of countless individuals, or some people are predicting. So this is not going to happen.
Wow. So for all of those, like myself, who bought dinars, is that just going to be kind of a lost cause, do you think?
No, maybe you will earn a little bit, but not something to be overly drastic about.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned Bundesbank. Is that how you pronounce it? Bundesbank?
Bundesbank, yes.
You said that they had been much more permeated by the light forces and that it was one of the main triggers to reveal the fact that Federal Reserve does not have any gold left. Is this happening across the board with other banks? I mean, are there other banks that the light forces have infiltrated successfully at this point in February?
I would say the banks, which are national banks of the countries, are usually more open to the light forces than the privately owned banks. It's not a general rule, it's just something that occurs a little bit more often. And of course, there are other banks which are being permeated by the light forces. And actually, in every major bank, you have agents of the light working on the cover. And they will be activated when the time is right.
Interesting. Wow. I mean, you can almost like just see the bank network of the light, you know, in your mind's eye. It's really outstanding. Now, this is a really biggie that I think a lot of us are wondering about is there was a lot of discussion and speculation about what was going to happen with the 2,500 people that met for the financial reset meeting, the cabal, in the Swiss mountains. And I was wondering, you know, they called it the reshaping of the world, consequences for society, politics, and business. Can you give us all kind of an upshot of what occurred at that meeting from your intel?
Basically, they met with the purpose of designing the cabal's version of the financial reset. And they actually accepted a strategic plan how this will be implemented. And this Davos meeting is actually a consequence of a very intense lobbying by the Jesuits in the last few months to convince the cabal in their version of the financial reset. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. And the basic idea would be to have the Jesuits at the top of the new banking system. This is what they want to create, as they are now at the top of the old banking system.
Yeah.
And of course, this is not going to happen.
Right. Just they want the lateral move.
Yes.
So now the Chinese government apparently is really supposed, according to many articles out there, is cracking down on corruption. Do you agree that this is really happening? I mean, one report says that over 182 officials were actually punished, is the word they used.
Yes, it's a cleanup of the mid-level cabal management from China. Some of them are being arrested, some of them escaped from the country, and this is exactly what's going on right now.
That's awesome news. And also, I was shocked when I stumbled upon this. It appears that China has fulfilled the promise to dismantle hundreds of labor camps and release tens of thousands of people that were imprisoned without trial. Any word on that?
Yeah, this is what happened.
Wow.
Actually, it started to happen a few months ago, and this process is ongoing.
Now, why a few months ago, Cobra? Why all of a sudden, like a light switch, bam, they decide to clean up things?
You see, operations like this have many phases. The first phase is the infiltration of the light forces inside the structure of the government. The second phase is preparation of the operation itself. And the third phase is when the light forces take action. It's usually a sudden action which creates a sudden shift of the situation, but nobody sees the months and years of preparation that went into that action. So now the situation on the planet is ready for the light forces to do more and more drastic moves inside of the system in many countries.
God, this is so exciting. Now, apparently China also gave a go-ahead to set up 3 to 5 private banks as a pilot scheme, they said. And I was wondering, is this going to be basically like a prototype that will be, this is the way that the other countries will follow through on their other financial restructuring?
I would not agree with that. Basically, you still have two factions in China. You still have agents of the cabal in China, and there are many people in China that want to have different agendas. Some of them want a strong, imperialistic China, and this is not exactly what the plan is of the light forces. China has its rightful role in the new financial system, but the purpose is not for the China to become a superpower that would dominate the world.
Okay, God, and you just led right into my next question. Removing the Shackles put out a very long article, and it was pretty convincing, and there was another article from, I forgot what the blog's name was. They did a lot of research on the whole China connection with the HSBC and the humanitarian cause and all this stuff. They are swearing that Madam Wu and Generals Wang and Li are not of the White Dragons, and they're not the good guy humanitarian saviors of the world. That was the quote. Can you comment on that?
Yes. As I said before, there are still on the high positions inside the Chinese government, there are still many agents of the cabal, and not everybody has the planetary's interest in their minds. And also, the White Dragons, they also have their own agenda. They are supporting the Light Forces, but they're not 100% pure and light. So the whole process, it's a restructuring process also in China. When the Light Forces are increasing their power and are aligning themselves with the plan of the Light Forces, but this process has not been complete yet. So it's not all black and white.
Yeah, there's just so many different variations of gray. And I find that for all of the bloggers out there, it's just becoming a little bit more challenging to sift through the information that's coming through. You know, it's there's so many different perspectives now that are coming out.
Also, as I already mentioned on my blog, the information war is reaching its peak because we're one of the decisive periods right now. And a lot of intel is released, and also a lot of disinfo is released, and this will continue in the next few weeks especially.
Yeah, it's very deliberate. You can totally tell. Now, one of the comments you also made on the 24th of January was that the current Archon leader role, his role was to maintain the quarantine status of planet Earth and to prevent certain things from happening. Can you elaborate on what those certain things would be?
No.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. And then also somebody had written in and they had asked that on the 12th of January you were talking about the fall of the Archons. You mentioned that the Sphinx Stargate G2 cloud likely contained a star and it increased the chances of a core explosion. Her response was, if the Cabal are worried, shouldn't we be? Is this indicating that there's great harm coming to the Earth? Can you comment on that?
You don't need to be worried. They need to be worried.
Well, there you go. That sums it up, short and sweet and to the point. And now, you mentioned the etheric infrasound technology. It's really interesting, Cobra, because I have another individual who told me this literally like 2 months ago, that they were going to start using some sort of sound type scalar technology in countering, you know, vibration and resonance and that kind of thing with you know, humanity. Can you give us an update on have the Light Forces made, you know, any progress on nipping that in the bud?
Yes. As I said before, most of that technology is gone already, and the rest of it will be gone quite soon, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's good, too. Now, you also talked about, and you made reference to the Lords of Karma. Remember this? You were talking about the death process, and you made reference to one of the articles, I believe, by Cameron Day, which was a fascinating article, I might add. And one of the comments I had was, you know, I had read somewhere that only 70 people have successfully managed to ascend out of this matrix. Do you agree with that? And if so, can you give us some details as to how they were able to do it?
There were 70 people that have reached the ascended master status, and there were about I would say between 450 and 500 people that were able to escape the matrix and the quarantine and go beyond duality. And the vast majority of them did that before 1996, before the Congo invasion. After the Congo invasion, there were only 5 or 6 individuals that managed to do so.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you mentioned that the Congo invasion was one of the worst things that could have happened to this planet, right?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know it was that. Wow. Okay, so my next question to you is, Obama, as you know, gave his State of the Union address, and he mentioned that the U.S. troops will be fully withdrawn from Iraq and Afghanistan. Why are they really doing that?
Simply because there is not enough money left.
Mm. And is it also because, I mean, is the drug smuggling coming to an end as well?
That's also true, yes. This is one of the big operations of the Light Forces, to cut off the drug trade, so the Cabal will not be able to use that as they have been using before.
Okay.
As a source of money.
So do you also feel that the United States government is still supporting Syria, President Bashar al-Assad?
It depends on how you define the United States government. There are factions as everywhere, and as you know, until recently, they were supporting the rebels, or shall we not say the rebels, but forces behind the rebels, which were actually supporting the Cabal Jesuit agenda.
Okay. And then, you know, I just had to run this by you. It says he declared that a state should exist for the Palestinian people, but that, quote, a Jewish state of Israel must also exist and be secure. How do you see that unfolding right now? Apparently, you know, Israel's going gangbusters, building just a ton of so-called settlements for the Palestinians. Where do you see that going right now?
What is happening is a big restructuring of the Middle East. And this big restructuring will ultimately lead to a peace and stability in that region when the cabal agents will have to be forced to be removed from that part of the world. And you will have many surprising events in that region as we are approaching closer to the event.
Awesome. You know, I have to run this by you. I just kind of stumbled upon this. Do you know that he announced the new federal retirement proposal? Guess what it was called? You're going to trip. It was called MIRA, capital M, little y, and then capital R, capital A.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, don't you think that's pretty coincidental? I mean.
Well, there are no accidents. There are no. no.
I don't know. Okay, and then, you know, I got to thinking about all the politicians and the bankers and the high-profile individuals that are being exposed for drug trafficking and money laundering and child molestation and pedophilia, and I know that this is modus operandi for the Illuminati to cut the cord for those that they are paying off. You know, they'll bring them down through this kind of information being released to the public, you know. If they want to bring somebody down, they'll say, oh, well, he was a drug trafficker or whatever. Do you feel that this sort of whistleblowing has been going on, Cobra, like rampantly for a long time, but was just never revealed because people were so afraid of their lives? You know, I mean, I guess my question is, do you feel that people are earnestly feeling a resurgence of courage now because there's so many whistleblowers?
Yeah, it's much easier to leak information now. It's much easier to come and say something in the public because there is much more support of the light than it was a few years ago.
Mm. And do you feel that that's also because the resistance is, you know, with the ground crew, you know, like from a vibrational light level?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that too. So what are the implications of a Vatican Monsignor Nunzio Scarano being arrested for money laundering? Is this a really big deal, or is it just another crack in their being unable to grab some more millions?
It's a little crack, but also it's a smokescreen. The people think that something is going on. You know, the Vatican wants to present an image of reform, of finally becoming the honest guy, but it's not true. It's just a Jesuit strategy to actually remodel the front of the Vatican image a little bit and say, now we are cleaning it, now we are getting clean, everything will be fine.
They're not doing a very good job, at least with us.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I also wanted to run by you. Did you hear about this? The EPA declared that the city of Riverton, Wyoming, that has a population of 10,000, is no longer part of the United States. Did you hear about this?
There have been many attempts in this direction in the past, and this is all part of an overall movement towards, I would say, towards sovereignty.
I just thought it was outstanding. I couldn't believe it. And then, this is a question I have for you. This is from the United Kingdom. A Scotland Yard report leaked to the media revealing that the Britain's criminal justice system is infiltrated by criminals who buy off jurors and threaten them for advantageous verdicts. The thing that caught my eye was it said a Scotland Yard report. Has the Scotland Yard been infiltrated by the light forces?
Light forces are now everywhere.
Aha! Man, that's great to hear. I love it. Okay. And do you have any additional juicy information on the whole scandal with HSBC and the whistleblower Everett Stern?
I have no special news in that direction. It's just part of an overall process of dismantling the old financial system.
Because that was pretty big. That was really big. And then the Christmas cyber attack on the Target shoppers' credit cards, was that also, was that actually like a light forces mission, or was that just a, you know, the infrastructure is weakening?
The light forces have tested the financial system electronically in July 2012, so this was not required on it anymore.
Okay. Okay, so they're just kind of letting it unfold.
Yes, it's now just it's a gradual meltdown, I would say.
Now, what is your opinion about the 34 nuclear missile Air Force officers that have been suspended? Who was behind that? And, you know, what is to gain from whoever is behind that?
The cabal wants to purge the military, the positive forces from the military, but they will not be successful.
And I remember you and I talked a while back, and there were 22 very high up generals and colonels, et cetera, that were that resigned or were let go from the military. And you did mention that that was on the part of the cabal. Have you had any information as far as them restructuring and working on their own positive military, you know, mission or what have you?
I'm not allowed to say much. The only thing I can say is that the positive military has a plan that is strong enough that can sustain the attacks of the cabal on the positive military.
Excellent. And do you feel, Cobra, that there's so much heat on the Vatican now with the sexual crimes and the molestation of children and, God, the videos and the whistleblowers and the testimonials that are coming out? I mean, they're like right, left, and center. There was even the part about Tony Blair being involved with Jimmy Savile, and that went all over the place. Do you feel that this is causing them to slow down on their efforts of molestation and child trafficking and that kind of thing?
Definitely, this has been reduced greatly because now the cabal is afraid of being caught for the first time ever.
Excellent. God, I love it. That is so cool. And I also read the other day that Mexico has legalized vigilante groups in the fight against drug cartels. The government did this after the vigilantes arrested local police who were known to be working with the cartels. I mean, I could just go on. I'm blown away. It just seems like a light switch went on within the last 60 days. I mean, it's all over.
Exactly. Actually started around January 21st when the, as I said, the three-phase operation has been completed and the switch went on the 21st of January. And you can see the news starting from that day were much more positive regarding the progress of the life forces.
Big time. Now, tell us, I mean, everybody wants to know, what is your perception of Bitcoin now? They have arrested